I have something about the ammo tablets. There is one, and then there's another 14 or 15. Were they all deposited at the same time? They weren't. Did they get deposited over great spans of time? They did. Were they deposited in the same area?
No.
There's 13 tablets, then there's a supplementary 14, a supplementary 15, and a preface.
So there are 16 tablets, Ion?
Yes, but the size varies a little, so the length, as you notice, would be a little ambiguous. If they're all the same, being the same, it would actually be 17 broken down, but 16 works fine.
I can't imagine the tablets having a preface. Isn't the preface read by the translator, the human?
The preface is a prequel. It's written after the tablet.
So there are tablets, the supplementary last two, that are carved in emerald.
Yeah, but they're written as a prequel.
But it is an emerald tablet in itself.
Yeah.
So you have 17 total, Carol, and that's like the number of chapters in Finnegan's Wake. Would Joyce have known there were 17?
If he did, he was so tangled up he didn't remember it.
The other tablets that arrived after the first one, were they tablets deposited by the future like those pyramids that are continuing to happen in the Valley of the Pyramids?
Well, of course.
So will there be more emerald tablets?
Yes. 28.
So more will be found.
Yes.
Will we indicate that?
28 total or 28 more?
28 plus four prequels.
32. Well, there you get your 32. It'll be like 32, 33 degrees in Freemasonry. Finnegan's Wake has a number which Joyce told me through the evergreens was just a generic formula, 1132, but he had the 32 there. That seems to be a big number in Freemasonry.
But 32. The answer to the universe is 42.
Well, if you add 32 and 11, which is Joyce's number, 1132, you get 43, which is the part indicates the answer, plus more.
Especially according to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. 42 and ready for more, 43.
Okay, tablet 7. The seven lords.
Which were mentioned, Gal, you remember?
Just
they
before.
Were the seven lords of the halls.
Hark ye, O man, and list to my voice. Open thy mind space and drink of my wisdom. Dark is the pathway of life caps that ye travel. Many the pitfalls that lie in thy way. Seek ye ever to gain greater wisdom. Attain, and it shall be light on thy way. No cash.
Hey, Jim, that is the very point of the 43. You attain 42, and that is just light as you go through more into 43.
Yes.
Now, mind space, Carol. This is not time and space, space-time. This is, again, within the physical. We're still within the physical cycle, and the seven lords of that psychology, in a way. We call it psychology as a modern term.
Open thy soul caps, O man, to the cosmic, and let it flow in as one with thy soul caps.
They know what that is. Non-physical and the physical joining.
One with thy soul, that's physical, non-physical aligned.
Joined.
Light caps is eternal, the darkness is fleeting. Seek ye ever, O man, for the light caps. Know ye that ever as light fills thy being, darkness for thee shall soon disappear. Open thy souls, no caps, to the brothers of brightness, all caps. Let them enter and fill thee with light caps. Lift up thine eyes to the light caps of the cosmos. Keep thou ever thy face to the goal. Only by gaining the light of all wisdom art thou one with the infinite goal.
What's the infinite goal? The infinite goal is to bring heaven on earth as it is in heaven. So that would be the gist of thy kingdom come. And see, that's the infinite goal, is to spark that cohesive, seamless joining of the physical and the non-physical that'll resonate. That's how you have your kingdom on earth. That's the inference, you see. And then it's, you can't really do much of this zigzagging all over the place until you have a starting place, a beginning.
What is the zigzagging?
Going from plane to plane.
Oh, okay. There's a larger goal.
The only goal is to come into non-physical.
Consciously and maintaining the physical.
Yes, that is the infinite goal.
And that is the infinite game. That's the challenge.
No, it's not a challenge. It's logical. It's not even a challenge. The point is once you come into the place of the infinite goal, then you go through the rift to a different space and come back would then be no big deal. It would be your quick time that you had all along. But you're spending countless hours trying to delve into this knowingness of understanding that no one sat down apparently and laid out into the position where you could actually understand this power that you already have. The tablets become but a legend represented with seven lords that pull this into a place of your acceptable reasoning or resonance to allow this to become cohesive in your knowing. You're worried about the airplane trip and they don't know how to find their way to the airport. They're worried about how to go through the rift and come back, but they don't know how to get through customs.
And you're also implying, though, that they are delighted to get instructions on how to go through customs. Spend a lot of
time
pursuing.
Absolutely are. They spend how many tablets over and 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 over.
About how to get through customs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you belittling the repetition of the tablets?
Never. We're just amazed that you had to be told 10,273 times that this is the path to the airport.
But nobody even got it yet.
Exactly. And yet then it becomes dogmatic sometimes, or at least karmatic.
If those that who attempt to interpret it is what you're talking about, they make a dogma about it.
Can, that's exactly right. But this mysterian that comes along with this tactile information that's for no other purpose than to enlighten and bless, then you're, you know, it's a tangling of the weaver.
What's the mysterian?
Or?
If you go through the rift and you come back to Earth knowing that it's heaven anyway, it's no big
truth.
Yeah.
Okay, but when one is born from the guff into the physical,
yes.
Can one be born conscious?
Yes.
So that you know that you've arrived somewhere that's not disconnected from the guff, the non-physical, and you, where you are can be forever.
Where you are is forever. That's the trick. That's exactly correct. Very good. Very, very good. This is 60 Minutes Breakthrough here. It is forever.
But the child comes into a world which has a lot of rabbit hole teachings that distract it.
Well, contrast. That's
contrast. Well, that's where there's a challenge. When the child is born from the guff into the physical, it comes in touch with Source, but it is subject to the deceptions. And then it has to make a trick at some point in its growth into adulthood to overcome the deceptions that were there for its benefit from the parent's point of view.
Or the child just goes right into your early onset Alzheimer's, or to your ADHD, or to your Down syndromes, or to your autism, and to the, all those different fun places where not only no, but hell no, I don't have to do anything. And then society sets up a war against autism to figure out what it is that they need to do to connect these children back to the place where they can be dumbed down that they can't have their heaven and earth and their universe.
But that's the work of the darkness brothers.
There ain't no darkness brothers. It is, see, you know, that whole concept is a lesser degree of emotion or a greater degree of emotion, and there's not one thing wrong with it whatsoever at all. It's just that people are where they are, and if you accept them where they are, there are no evil ones among you.
Unless they attack you.
It doesn't matter. The only reason they attack you, how do you hook up the murderer and the murderee, Bob? We've sifted this all.
Well, I know that Carol's not going to put an obituary in the newspaper announcing that she's dead because of the confusion and pain it would cause others.
Why does she care?
Why do I care about doing it or not doing it? I'd rather not do it than do it.
Yeah, that's good enough.
We came to a breakthrough there, mm-hmm. and the child comes into the world, so that's the challenge, is to be born into this world, into the physical, and come to realizations, which our manifesto should be for the first time. We'll be setting up the first clear school that tells people this stuff clearly.
It clearly is right. And here's basically the short version. Now, you're born, you come forth, you spend your entire life getting put to sleep, then you realize that you've been asleep or disconnected, and then you decide you want to connect, and then you are awakened, or you have the great awakening, and then you come into your power, into your knowing. And that process and that journey is that part of life. Now, if you have contrast, great. If you don't have contrast, great. There is no nastiness except what you create. There's only connection or disconnection. We'll develop that completely and thoroughly in this process of getting the folks ready in their prequel to go through the rift and come back if that's their desire and knowing. Mm-hmm. And if they get that, wonderful. But here's the trick. Until you have a seamless oneness with your non-physical, you can't go through the rift and go through it the first time, let alone figure out how to come back. So you've got to get the 3-2-1 before your riff writing is going to be ridiculously a ritual. That's what they're not saying. But see, that's a sidebar because we could spend the next 2 months on that.
Right.
That's why Reinhard Galen, some of the Nazis, could not go into the rift. They heard about it through the mediums. But you actually have to really get yourself together, so to speak, and then the rift is easy.
Right. Just like life, just like everything, just like contrast, just like problems, just like when your feelings get to where they're unhurtable. When you stop giving a damn, who gives a damn?
Only by gaining the light of all wisdom art thou one with the infinite goal.
Mm-hmm.
Seek ye ever the oneness eternal.
Now, isn't that vaguely familiar to the rantings from the last few minutes?
Seek ye ever the oneness eternal. Seek ever the light into one.
Into one. Is that a capital one or a little one?
It's a little one with a capital O.
Exactly. And that's the one that's cohesively together. The non-physical and the physical become one. Based on how they're describing it, if you could just be one or someone, but then you're some capital one, that lets you know in the punctuation that it is indeed together as a whole unit. Just the meat sack that's trying to figure it out.
When it's capital letters, that's what the condition is.
That is correct.
There may be a typo spelling here. The oneness is spelled O-N-E-S-S.
Oneness.
It is oneness, it's not oneness.
Okay, seek ye ever the oneness honest eternal. Does that still make sense?
Yes, onus. The onus is on you. Onus, by definition, the onus is your responsibility. It's your culpability. The onus is on you to hook up with yourself in the light. And then that becomes, well, as they describe it, life eternal.
Hear ye, O man, listen to my voice singing the song of light and life throughout all space. Light is prevalent, encompassing all caps with its banners, its flames. Probably should be its flames. Seek ye forever in the veil of the darkness. Somewhere ye shall surely find light. hidden and buried, lost to man's knowledge. Deep in the finite, the infinite exists. Lost but existing, flowing through all things, living in all caps, is the infinite brain caps.
Infinite brain. Remember, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, three parts. Me, sex, non-physical brain. You have an infinite brain. This validates your thunk thought process. You remember every thought is thunk?
Takes on life of its own.
And that's exactly correct. And every thought that's ever been thunk still is. That's the brain that's being referenced specifically.
It's not the Akashic Records, but it's the archive of all thought.
Oh, for Pete's sake, yes. Oh, God bless those Akashic Records.
But the Akashic Records, the concept that's meant by those words would be the infinite brain, all thoughts thought, right?
Well, yes, but then you should be able to peruse them.
And you can't do that in the Akashic Records.
Apparently.
The ability one gets is to go to the Akashic Records. One of the goals of astral projection.
Oh.
That's the urban legend. In theosophy.
Oh, theosophy.
Okay, Carol, let's go back up. Just because I bring them up doesn't mean I respect them.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. It's good for the record because that could be someone's entire religion built on a false premise that brings them into this understanding and could block their cohesive response to this work that you've presented. Well, it's good that it comes in, but and keep it. Well,
your sarcastic tone is good for the record.
Yeah, it makes somebody stop and think. Oh, wait, think? A thought? Then it's thunk? Then it takes a life of its own? Okay, let's go to the beach. We're done. See, it's that simple, but you want to delve into it, and you want some blood and gore, we'll get you there. That's fine if it's shock therapy. We're good.
Living in all, and A-L-L is capitalized.
Yes. In is the infinite brain.
Yes.
Now, what would
the meat sack, the non-physical, with the brain hitting on all cylinders, that is all. When you get there, to go flow seamlessly through the rift is no different than going to urinate. So require emerald tablets to learn to pee.
So the offering of the rift that the tablet is making is surrounded by the spiritual problem of making yourself aligned with the non-physical.
Well, you don't make yourself align. You allow yourself to align.
They're offering the secret of the two worlds and all the rift is about.
As a sidebar,
as a teaser.
To get you to the neat sack and the non-physical interacting with the brain and becoming one. So you can't get there from now. That's what you've been saying, and that's exactly perfect words. But they're saying that just like your Christian church is, eat right, live right, do right, die anyway, and if you're saved, then you can have eternal life. Well, eternal life divides you. If you're good, you go to heaven. And if you're a sinner, oh, wait, all are sinners, then you go to hell. Oh, wait, then you have to get forgiveness from the deity that's in charge that sets the pecking order for this dogma that if you're not careful, will run over your karma. You see that whole little twist? And that's the point of the false premise. And we're not pushing against anything. If you believe in Beelzebub, that's the thought. It gets thunk, it gets created. And the fire and brimstone, they've got to fix the kings for charcoal gearing up for you right now. It's going to be hot, hot. It burns eternally if you take that on as your place because you can be or have anything. You can be or have anything. So that means if you want to be a sinner bound for hell, that can be your experience, you see.
So we're offering a different perspective, as the Evergreens would say.
A complete perspective.
A complete different, a challenge to all religions without resisting them, and we're not even a challenge, but it be perceived as a challenge, but we're actually offering a new clarity that's never been offered before.
If the papacy is that important, why does the Pope have to poop?
Why does he have to eat?
Exactly. We're not pushing against Catholicism. I think it's a wonderful thing. God bless them all. And God bless you, everyone. You know, and Jimmy Stewart, and It's a Wonderful Life, and Miracle on 34th Street, and every last one of them. It's wonderful.
We're not even saying we have the right to do what we're declaring. We're going to declare it anyways.
Sure. And in that declaration, it might make some folks, oh, not those disconnected ones. Don't worry about those.
That's right.
Oh, not those that are wrapped up in their dogma to such a degree that they're so heavenly bound they're no earthly good. Oh, and then those deists that come back into the place of their knowingness that is superior in this whole reign. But if you look at the place of these emerald tablets, just along those same premises, is that not where Ezekiel found the wheel? Is that not where the major and the minor prophets came into play? Is that not, oh, Lord, Carolyn, I'm so sorry, darling. Take a little nap or something, honey. We got a little rampage coming. Just hang on. You can't get there from now. Let's just clear this up right now, right here, and get on with it. The point is that the creator is you. You have to, well, oh wait, you're the creator. You don't have to do anything. You want to, if it's your wanting, your desires, your manifest function is in compliance with the rules and the regulations that you have preset into your tuning frequency channel. That's never been said before. You come into the place where you wrap yourself into your reality. And your reality is your savior and your judge. Your judge is lenient or harsh. Your creativeness allows you the symbiote to flow through your reality. And it adds great relevance or revolution or revelation into your place of expansion. And those are pretty fierce words, but they're straight out. I mean, that's something full out. And it fits right in the middle of this chapter, right here where we are, right in this place of this solving the onus of whose culpable responsibility it is. Number one, recognize there's a meat sack. Number two, recognize there's a non-physical. And number three, come into the place where the brain and allow a 3-2-1 process liftoff right through the rift, right to another place, right back into your desire and wanting and choosing. And this is not foreign. This is not unusual. Your movies talk about it. Your memes talk about it. Your tsunamis verify it. Your earthquakes revel with it. You come into this whole place of knowing that there are creatures on this planet you can make extinct. There are creatures on this planet that you can bring back from dinosaur days. You have species that have made it through this whole entire process. In your own time, place, continuum that comes into your own place of knowing that allows you to come into your place of beingness, that allows the heavens to yield to your infinite will and direction, that you can bring yourself into an occasion of people where everybody loves and appreciates you, where you have contrast to those that come back and say, we're going to file an uncivil suit regarding your regard. Well, God bless you with that, and then God bless me. Wait a minute, I'm the blesser. That's how people can bless people out. Then you have a new fun place of coming into the experience where man does not have the ability or capacity to judge you in your beingness. They can file sentence, but if you're not wrapped into that process, it really doesn't matter what they think, then is it? Oh, well, you're a threat to society. Okay, well, the society's not faring very well, so I guess I'm good as any. Now, before you say too much, you better jump right back into the tablet.
Yeah.
Or it may just bubble a little more. The
CO2
is flowing this evening.
Seek ye ever the onus eternal, seek ever the light into one, and then go into, hear ye, O man, listen to my voice, singing. Little man, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen to my voice, just with a capital V, singing the song of light, capital L, and of light, capital L, throughout all space.
Is that not what that entire rampage was just regarding?
Mm-hmm.
Bam, pop point on, was it not?
Yeah.
Very good.
silent, encompassing all caps, with its banners. And then it says, if flames. So I don't know if these are typos or what's going on.
No, the Kingsford charcoal, that's what that's about. You want hell? Crank it up. It's your reality.
If flames. Seek ye forever in the veil, small v, of the darkness. Somewhere ye shall surely find light. Hidden and buried, lost to man's knowledge. Deep in the finite, the infinite exists. Lost but existing, flowing through all things, living in all, is the infinite brain. I'm rereading stuff here.
It's all right. We did that. Then it did its rant.
That's okay, because guess what? That's exactly what the rant was.
Deep in the infinite.
In the finite. Is that not the exact whole point all the way through the papacy?
The whole point of the papacy is the finite?
No, it was part of that rant of the, what you create in the finite. These are the things that are known. These are the finite rules. No other rules can be added. No other rules can be taken away.
That's the Vatican's position.
And it's also the Torah's position.
Yes, most religions.
And the atheist position.
And the science and their opposing position in the same way. See, we're neither religion, science, or anything. We're new.
That's what Einstein bumped into and had problems with, too, remember?
The total new?
Yes.
In all space, there is only one caps wisdom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two of everything, huh? It's capital one. So that might include both aspects, mightn't it?
In all space, there is only one wisdom.
That's uniting the two streams.
Through seeming decided.
Seeming decided, decidedly seeming.
It is one caps in the one caps.
That's the two.
One in the one.
Mm-hmm.
All that exists come forth from the light caps, and the light caps comes forth from the all caps.
And the all would be the guff, since the streams are coming from.
No, the all would be when the meat sack, the non-physical, mm-hmm. and the brain. That's your capital all.
So in the early tablets, we were talking about the all in reference to the guff. Now we're into the union of the two. There's sort of
because
no difference.
You went from little man to big man.
So there's no difference now.
And that's been our position from beginning of, well, wait, there is no beginning. Oh, wait, there is no ending. Oh, wait, maybe it always is, but yes.
Everything created is based upon order, caps.
Which order? Breathe again, just to order, slow.
Everything created, we create, is based upon order. So it's our order.
Order, meaning like when you go through the drive-thru window and you'd say, I'd like a quarter pounder with cheese and a vanilla milkshake and a large order of fries. What is that?
So you order something. You think something.
Everything.
3, 2, 1.
That's the creation. It's not like a divine order. Oh, wait, you could have a divine order. It's not like a court order. It's just an order. This is what I want.
Ask and ye shall receive. Put that in brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Order and ye shall receive.
Ask and it's given. Ye shall create. You do create. So
when put
your order, therefore it is created.
Law caps rules the space where the infinite caps dwell. Forth from equilibrium came the great cycles, moving in harmony towards infinity's end.
They don't mean that it stops. They mean the end of infinity, or to that end you are created. Or from the end of your experience in physicalness back to your birth, going backwards. We've played with that countless times. Bob's just coming up to those readings where that was very, very, very clearly laid out. Nobody got it then. But it's coming into getting into it. It's to the infinity end. Not that infinity's over, but to that end. That's how infinity is created.
To that goal? The meaning of it,
yes.
The goal of it.
Precisely, yes. Very good, very good.
To understanding what infinity is.
Yes, exactly.
Know ye, O man that far in the space-time, infinity caps, itself shall pass into change. The bird loves that one.
Little birds, that's exactly right. What is change? Change is different than a previous knowing. Isn't that how you change your mind? Isn't that interesting? How do you change your mind? Literally, how do you change your mind? The changing of the guard. Oh, wait. That's the new guard. So the old guard's gone and the new guard's here. Oh, wait. But they're always the same. But they change your mind. You can change your mind.
Yeah, you can create a new thought that's different than the first thought.
But that doesn't change your mind. See, you may have a different concept or thought in your mind, but that doesn't change your mind, does it?
Well, then you can have one thought and then another thought. And
those are multiple thoughts in the same mind. This is giving the aspiration of changing your mind. Does that mean you can change it into a liver?
If it is your wanting.
Well, okay, then if that's the only point, it's not the glib version of I wanted vanilla and now I want chocolate, so I've changed my mind. That's just deciding that you wanted ice cream, and the one process lets you know which one you would prefer. It doesn't say the preferences of the mind or the logical progressions of the preferences and askings of the mind.
Does it mean then your image infinity changes?
Yes.
Hear ye and list to the voice of wisdom. Know that all caps is of all caps evermore.
Oh.
Know that through time thou may pursue wisdom and find evermore light on the way.
Allowing time to be there for a second.
No, it does not. Read that little part from time forward right there.
Know that through time thou may pursue wisdom.
Well, time, there is no time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have time to pursue wisdom, then that can be your experience. Or you could just come to a place of wise wisdom, then there's no time. And we've well established there is no time. But what it said was, know that through time you can chase wisdom.
Chase?
Pursue.
Chase, pursue, what do you call it? Corner him up, run down, run over.
And that is, they're saying, that would not arrive at wisdom if you did it through time. Is that what they're implying here?
Well, there is no time, but they're saying that know that you could do that. You know, I mean, you could stick your or poke out your eye, too, but why?
Yeah.
We could say the same way. Know that through time, you can get a stick and gouge your eyeball out. You see? Mm-hmm. But if there is no time, then that can't be your place. So, if you get rid of time and you can come to wisdom, they're just saying that you could stick your eye out if it was your wanting. But you certainly don't have to.
Hear ye and list to the voice of wisdom. Know that all is of all evermore. Know that through time thou may pursue wisdom and find evermore light on the way. Know that through time thou may pursue wisdom and find evermore light on the way.
See, repeated, intentionally and repeated, Ion.
Thou shalt find that ever receding, thy goal shall elude thee from day unto day.
Thy goal shall elude thee. Thou shalt find it ever receding. There's the event horizon, that's time. I predicted that would be the mistaken, quote, way. Mistaken way. You could do it.
Yeah, but it's true if you recognize time.
Yeah, it's true, but it'll ever recede. If you recognize time, you won't get there.
Right. You can't get there from now. And if time is a prerequisite, then time will fail you.
And there's your 3-2-1 right there, Carol.
There you go, time and time again.
3-2-1 is right in the original tablets.
I.e., thou shalt find that ever receding, Thy goal shall elude thee from day to day. So we just went through that, how we...
Yeah.
If you have to have time, that's how you can cope with unrealized creations.
So unrealized creations...
are stuff that you are waiting to manifest when you go 1, 2, 3.
And they already exist.
Because they were thoughts that were sung.
And if you 3, 2, 1 it... then those creations are realized, or have you realized they are there, so that 1, 2, 3 leads to the incomplete evolution. The time. I don't want to get into time.
It's not incomplete. This is part of the revolutions. Those unrealized dreams go in and feed the next soul.
That's correct. If you can take time out of the equation, 1, 2, 3 would work perfect.
And you would realize all creations.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And they were but thoughts, and they'd show up in your experience.
The Ionic movement's going to get together all the creations that one would think they had to unfold as they went through 1, 2, 3, but they're going to be all here.
Long time ago.
In the halls of our new halls of Amenti.
In the halls of Amenti caps, I thought, here's thought now coming into the middle of the phrasing. We talked about little man, and Bob comes in and then makes us into big men.
Okay, Barbara Ann says Thoth. Is there a disagreement or agreement how T-H-O-T-H is pronounced? Is there a preference, Ion?
It's actually Thoth.
What?
Thoth.
Thoth, like T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Mm-hmm. I thought.
Long time ago in the halls of the Monte Caps, I thought stood before the Lord's caps of the cycle.
Which is the 7 cycles we were doing in this section. 7 lords.
Mighty they caps in their aspects of power. Mighty they caps in the wisdom unveiled. So they were thinning the veil.
Within their thinning the veil, receiving wisdom, and yet there's no time involved there, is there?
No, it says a long time ago.
A long time ago is a point of reference, but that doesn't give relevance of time.
It does imply that there was time ago, far back from where you are now.
But they were from the future, so...
Okay.
I thought stood before the lords of the cycles, mighty they in their aspects of power, mighty they in the wisdom unveiled, led by the dweller...
That's us.
This capital D.
That's us.
First did I see them, but afterwards free was I of their presence.
He's moved to another cycle. Another level.
Free to enter their conclave at will.
You can drop in.
Off did I journey down the dark pathway unto the hall caps where the light caps ever glow.
Sounds like the 7 lords are in the area of the halls of Amenti, which are down there. Down in the lower cycles, sort of. In the physical.
The 7 layers refer to your degrees of alignment. Some would say levels of heaven.
But this is in the physical.
The gate. Well, where's heaven but the physical?
Heaven is on earth.
I know, but we're talking about the physical in the 6th tablet. The cycles with the little men. And they're still sort of here, though the 7 lords have been mentioned. So maybe
all capitals.
So we've reconnected with the non-physical.
Thank you.
That's why thought can come back in.
Learned I of the masters, just the capital M, of cycles, wisdom brought from the cycles above, manifest they caps in this cycle as guides of man, small man, to the knowledge of all caps. 7 are they, mighty in power, speaking these words through me to men, small. Time after time stood I before them, listening to words that came not with sound. There's the first inkling of telepathy.
See, Thoth is in this dimension now, working with the lords of this dimension, Carolyn. So that's an indication of Thoth from the future uniting with us and bringing the higher dimension in touch with us, into this tablet.
Once said they, caps, unto me, O man, wouldst thou gain wisdom? Seek for it in the heart of the flame. Wouldst thou gain knowledge of power? Seek ye it in the heart of the flame. wouldst be one with the heart of the flame. Seek then within thine own hidden flame.
So thought three was started off pretending to be a little man, experiencing the life of the little man and going through the cycles of teaching.
Sort of smacks like Jesus, then sort of starts smacking like Allah, then
when he goes around and enters the schools.
Sort of starts smacking like the Buddha, huh? Imagine that.
Many the time spoke the Acaps to me, teaching me wisdom not of the earth.
World.
Showing me ever new paths to brightness, teaching me wisdom brought from above. Giving knowledge of operation, learning of law caps, the order of all caps.
This is repeating the same thought. Thought was taught. The same knowledge of there's more than the world you're in. And he's showing it from different worlds, that there's always other worlds. Those other worlds and this world are subsumed in the all.
Yeah, but see, what you're calling the all and what the all is a little bit different, but it's close enough.
What would you call the all?
Well, the all is us, mind, body, spirit.
Right.
You're acting like the all is a world.
Right. And your all can be in a world, but that all is not the world. But see, what you're saying is not incorrect. We're just splitting hairs to make sure that it doesn't get confusing.
Each tablet is presenting a perspective towards the all, or the all fact. The fact that body, mind, spirit are the same thing. And it goes into different valleys.
Layers.
And then looks to the same truth from that layer.
Correct. So all, as Carolyn said, is the capital all, is the meat sack, non-physical and mind all together.
The one that doesn't die.
Well, none of it dies.
But no, can go away and come back. That all.
But you can't do that all until you get the first all.
What's that? Contact.
Plug them in together.
You plug them in together, then you're vibrating, then you rehearse and practice. And
you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Then you can go through the rift at your wanting and come back when you get ready.
And then
activation.
Spoke to me again the seven, saying, from far beyond time.
Beyond time. Good.
Yeah.
Now we're getting somewhere.
From far beyond time our we caps come. Oh, man, small, traveled we caps from space-time caps.
Aye, that's exactly right. To infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
Is that not the point? Are we not cooking with gas now? Why has this never been written? How is it that for all this span of your continuum, can all this living of life take place? Can all this revolutionary, evolutionary, evolutionary processes take place that you can create everything down to the air, down to the TV, down to the glow-in-the-dark things, down to the conifers, down to the grasses, down to everything, and can't get this most basic, simple tenet? It's as simple as waking up in the morning. That's not even your action, and yet you come to the place and you're just dumbfounded, I like that better, dumbfounded by your lack of reality. Lack of reality. If that's not a degree of separation, there has never been one. How is it that your rube from the old South and the psychotic from Canadian side of oblivion can stumble into this little thing and all of a sudden act as though that it's this primer grammar school? Jack and Jill went up the hill to find a bit of infinity. How is that? It's confounding to think for a second of all the thought thinkers that have thunk. I mean, they can make weapons that can almost destroy everybody on this planet, but they can't figure out how to get out of it. When this isn't just the Dewey Decimal System of looking up the chapter.
It's like the military are the main people who are researching, trying to get through the rift and do things like that, then perhaps they're just not able to line up their mitzvah. They're not able to line it up, so they're not going to do it. And they keep all that knowledge from others so that they can own it.
If I was the first shaman and I'm talking to a bunch of primitives and I'm trying to make them realize there's more than what is, I would say it appears that we were here yesterday and we went through yesterday and into today and into tomorrow. We're calling that time. I would say to them, that is time. There's an area beyond that sensation of time. That would be the original message from the first shaman to the first humans. Getting beyond time, which would be getting beyond their sensory hypnosis.
Sensory rejection. Not perception, rejection.
Arguing for the limitation.
And they know what they can't do, they just don't know what they can do.
Say that again?
They know what they can't do, they just won't delve into the things they can do. Sensory rejection. That's never been said. You ever heard that?
When ye and all of thy brethren were formless, formed forth were we caps from the order of all caps.
Order of all.
Mm-hmm. Order of all. Not as men, small men, are we caps, though once we caps too were as men, small men. Out of the great void, G and V are caps, were we caps formed forth in order by law. Law caps. For know ye that which is formed truly is formless, having form only to thine eye.
Sensory rejection.
Mm-hmm. Let's give one more example. It's when the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria couldn't be seen by the natives because they've never seen one before. And Bob's shaman said, oh yes, those are ships that come from another world. They've come to join us and they won't harm us, so therefore then they could see them.
And then they were harmed.
And then they were harmed.
So that was another lie.
False premise.
What is the false premise in that situation?
That you wouldn't be hurt by the new settlers to the new world.
Why did the shaman not see that?
He did, but it was their creation, not his.
Their
job was just to bring them into the realization that they could actually see the ships the first time.
It was their, the tribe's creation.
Yes. They were so free they could choose bondage. They were so free they could be run out of their own land if they didn't know.
Was the shaman someone from the future?
Yes. Sometimes it was just a capital L.
But it was in a human form.
Yes.
And that possessed the human form.
Yes. Very perfect words. Very
yeah.
good.
So there is sort of a walk-in phenomenon.
There is. From non-physical, there is.
Yeah.
From not from physical.
Not from the ghosts or enemy spirits. Only from the non-physical, pure positive energy. Is there walk-ins, Carolyn?
And again, unto me spoke the seven, just S capitalized, saying, child, just capital C, of the light, all caps, O thought, all caps, art thou free to travel the bright path upward until at last all ones caps become one.
That's all the different spaces, all the different dimensions, the multiplanes are correct, Ion?
Absolutely.
Fourth were we caps formed after our order. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-9. All caps, so we're into the ninth gate here.
But those are seven. There's the seven lords.
Is it?
No, these are the gates.
Oh, that's the order of the gates.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we're up to the ninth gate, whereas in the previous tablet, the nine was not capped. Know ye that these are the numbers of cycles that we descend from unto man, small man. each having here a duty to fulfill, each having here a force to control.
Now we're talking beyond the physical world to other worlds. We jump back.
Right. We jump forward.
Jump forward to the bigger picture again.
Uh-huh.
We jump forward to the backness.
The backness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ground, the background.
And what's this here, each having here a force to control? Well, I mean, they're kind of controlling their own selves. Is there more than that?
No, the environments, the planes, are like angels. They control, there's a law within, there's a guidance mechanism.
There's customs, there's immigration.
Yeah, when you move into these places.
Yet are we one caps with the soul caps of our cycle, yet are we caps to seeking a goal.
You know what's in seeking goal? To talk, to co-create with the physical.
Non-physical.
Non-physical wants to co-create with the physical.
How do you spell their two?
T-O-O.
Two is also.
Also. Yeah.
But they're saying that they want to be able to co-create with physical.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the goal of ION.
Far beyond man's conception, infinity extends into a greater...
Than all
caps.
Now, that'd be greater than the meat sack, non-physical mind.
Now we can go beyond
Correct,
that.
ION?
Perfect words.
Mm-hmm. Beyond our meat sack, non-physical, and mind. There in all, in a time that is yet not... A time, oh, they're really laying it out. We shall all caps become one caps with a greater than all caps. Time and space are moving in circles. So why are they saying that?
There is no time. It's an infinity loop.
We were toppled the all as meat sack, non-physical mind. Now we're leaping out of that constricted zone, which was in tablet 6 and bit of tablet 7. Now we're into the bigger perspective again. Which is the all squared.
And imagine we're just halfway there.
Know ye their law, no caps, and ye too shall be free. Aye, free shall ye be to move through the cycles, past the guardians that dwell at the door.
Those are forces that control, or they control the force.
Force.
The force to control, that's the role of the guardian, to be a force to control.
Then to me spoke he, caps of 9, caps saying, eons and eons have I existed, knowing not life caps and tasting not death. For know ye, O man, that far in the future, life and death shall be one with the all caps.
There is a book, In My Soul I Am Freed, by Paul Twitchell, who founded the science of Ekankar. He goes through the dimensions. And the guru of each dimension, the god of each dimension, would talk like this, kind of repeating what it had said to the previous guy. It sounds like he was presenting aspects of the Emerald Tablets.
Mm-hmm.
But that could have been a bastardization that came through theosophy. I mean, theosophy, I think, talks about the Emerald Tablets.
It means theocracy.
Theocracy, yeah. But theosophy is set up by Madame Blavatsky.
There we go. If they're in something about Twitchell, there is Emerald Tablet.
Ah, that's a good point. Let's see what he says here. New Age Directory. Ekankar. A patented form of astral projection taught by the American guru Paul Twitchell. In a series of out-of-the-body experiences, Twitchell found himself in touch with superior beings called the Eckmasters, who revealed a series of complex and comprehensive spiritual truths to him, also called inner plane adepti. These are superhuman entities manifesting on the astral plane, although usually held to have their real existence in even more remote dimensions, sounds like what we're talking about, in order to guide the evolution of humanity through occult contacts. On basis of these truths, Twitchell founded an international Ekankar organization, the followers of which attempt to practice projection according to the methods Twitchell has given. Now see if there's any emeralds in relation to him. Emerald tablet, table, a legendary object, a tablet of emerald, engraved in Phoenician script by Hermes Trismegistus. Is that accurate, Phoenician script?
With the vernacular used.
For an Egyptian script.
Well, what's the difference?
Okay, with a message of secret and an immense import. A Latin version of it was available around the year 1200, translated from Arabic. Now, see, there's conquers the Babylon falls and then passes to the Ottomans.
And the Byzantine.
The Byzantine. And then the Arabs get a hold of it in Baghdad or get a copy. And then the Knights Templars get it from the Arabs, correct?
A little bit north of Turkey.
Well, they get it from the Byzantine then.
Moabite.
They were a minor tribe?
Major tribe.
Are they subject to the Byzantine Empire?
Yeah.
But they get it from the Moabites, but the Moabites got them from...
You see, they were so in and out, on and off. It was like Cleopatra. She loved everybody. Just be still. She'd love you. So there's a lot of miscegenation in that whole process.
When you say the Moabites, that is within the Byzantine times. And so when we say the Knights Templars got it from the Byzantines, it's the Moabites. And the Moabites then pass on to the Arabs?
At the same time, that's where the Arabs come from.
It's all around 1200.
And it's all about the same geographic area.
Eons and eons have I existed, knowing not life and tasting not death. For know ye, O man, that far in the future, life and death shall be one with the all.
Now, there's a great prediction.
It's not a prediction because it was the truth in their recorded history then.
The tablet comes from the future, from a time when this was a fact. Life and death were one with all, and then the past hears about it. And so from the past position, project to the future. Many people might say life and death shall be one with the all. That has always been the case. But this is a bit of the context for the tablets.
Each so perfected by balancing the other that neither exists in the oneness of all.
What is the each?
Life and death.
Each so perfected.
By balancing the other that neither exists in the oneness of all. Caps. In men, small men of this cycle, the life force is rampant, but life in its growth becomes one with them all. Caps.
Life force is rampant implies a duration, a space, a time in the cycle, but it's heading toward one with them all, where it cancels itself out. Its duration aspect is canceled out.
Here I manifest in this, your cycle, but yet am I there in your future of time. Yet to me, time exists not, for in my world, time exists not, for formless are we, Caps. Life have we, Caps, not, but yet have existence, fuller and greater and freer than thee.
That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it talks about the eternal truth of what they are, but then within the cycle of time, they are talking about a future realization by the little men, which can be had now if you didn't realize what they're talking about on the timeless level.
Man is a flame bound to a mountain, but we, Caps, in our cycle, shall ever be free. Know ye, O man, that when ye have progressed into the cycle that lengthen above, life itself will pass to the darkness, and only the essence of soul shall remain.
Okay, that's the old condition of life as time. Now, what's interesting, if you read it, you'd say, well, what's all this we? Who are these special people? You'd get suckered into the elitism of it. And then you'd wonder why they talk about the future, and you get all mixed up. But once you get the levels, then you see clearly what it's saying. And the tablets themselves are a manifestation of what they're talking about because they're from the future.
Yes.
Then to me spoke the Lord Caps of the Eight Caps, saying, all that ye know is but part of little, not as yet have ye touched on the great, capital G, far out in space where light caps being supreme came I into the light caps, formed was I also, but not as ye are. Body of light was my formless form formed. Know I not life caps, and know I not death caps, yet master am I of all that exists. Seek ye to find the path through the barriers, travel the road that leads to the light caps.
Astrology and magical practices were developed with false premises because they brought in time and 1-2-3-ing and all that. And astrology was like the stars are way out there. Not in your eyes. So we are going to present the true Christianity that's not lodged into the occult, the magical, the Buddhist, any of the religions, including the standard Christian. This is the true Christ message, or any
Christ consciousness.
Christ consciousness, or any Buddha consciousness, or Edgar Cayce consciousness.
Spoke again to me the nine, saying, seek ye to find the path to beyond. Not impossible is it to grow to a consciousness above. For when two, capital T-W-O, have become one caps, and one has become all caps, so there's your two bodies. Know ye the barrier has lifted, and ye are made free on the road.
Of the road.
Of the road.
Of time. Free of the road of time.
Grow thou from form to the formless. Free may thou be of the road. Yay! Aye! So two equals our two bodies.
The rift game. Two bodies. Two realms, Carol.
Yeah.
Or two bodies, I guess, yeah.
But two realms will define it.
Via the rift. Two realms via the rift.
Thus through ages I listened, learning the way to the all caps. Now lift I my thoughts to the all thing, all caps. List ye and hear when it calls.
That's the capital all, the meat sack, the not physical in the mind.
That's what all thing is.
Oh, light caps all pervading.
Pervading or pervading?
Pervading.
I think it means pervading. It's not pervading, no such word. So pervading, one with all means pervasive.
Well, we average one of those a night, Bob, so that's not too uncommon.
Yeah.
What do you average?
A new word.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, oh, light all pervading, one with all and all with one, flow thou to me through the channel. Enter thou so that I may be free. Enter thou, I'm talking to oneself, I guess, so that I may be free. Make me one with the all soul, shining from the blackness of night. Free let me be of all space-time, free from the veil of the night. I, a child of light, caps command, free from the darkness to be.
This is what I am saying, we get all tangled up, the I and the you and the tot and the told.
That's right.
Formless am I to the light soul, formless yet shining with light. No eye, the bonds of the darkness must shatter and fall before light.
Now let me dig in. Formless am I to the light soul, formless yet shining with light. No eye, the bonds of the darkness must shatter and fall before light. Why is he light hyphen soul?
Because once you're rift riders,
yeah,
it takes on a new context.
Rift Riders.
The Riders of the Rift.
Subtitled, The Physics of Love. That's the physics of love. That's the actual physical dimensions, you know. But you have to love before we get there.
Okay, now give I this wisdom. Free may ye be, O man, living in light and in brightness. Turn not thy face from the light. Thy soul dwells in realms of brightness. Ye are a child of the light. Turn thy thoughts inward, not outward. Find thou the light soul within. Know that thou art the master, caps. All else is brought from within. Grow thou to realms of brightness. Hold thou thy thought on the light. Know thou art one with the cosmos, a flame and a child of the light.
Know thou art one with the cosmos, a flame and a child of the light.
Is that now, cosmos or the drink cosmopolitans?
Now to thee gave I warning, let not the thought turn away. Know that the brightness flows through thy body, for I turn not to the dark brothers, caps, that come from the brothers of black caps, but keep thine eyes lifted, thy soul in tune with the light. Take ye this wisdom and heed it. List to my voice and obey. Follow the pathway to brightness, and thou shalt be one, caps, with the way. The end.
That's the message to the little men.
Very spectacular.
Okay, so we will be able, at a certain point, to just float into the rift and float back out.
Not back out, it's back is back.
Yeah.
Because the rift goes somewhere. That's the thing nobody's asked yet.
The rift goes where?
Somewhere.
So where is the somewhere that the rift goes?
It's a pathway. And so you get to decide that as well.
The rift is a pathway to a place we decide to go to.
Also, yes. Because you remember the standard rift of you take yourself most everywhere you go? That had more meaning than you know.
Does the rift have a destination?
Yes.
Now, a pathway implies a pathway to an end goal destination.
Now, wait. Now, that's a little stretch, don't you think? It's not an end goal destination. It's just a pathway. You can have a pathway that veers and meanders, and you can start on a pathway.
Mm-hmm.
You can go four or five different pathways that are the same path to go to your jungle beach.
Not an end goal destination, but a destination for that time of travel.
Just drop the time part in your own point.
Ah, yeah, right. For that specific travel, you can get somewhere by many different pathways.
And that's not a journey. That's the difference. It's not a journey.
What's the difference between a journey and
a journey is something you're supposed to learn to enjoy the ride. The rift is one step and you're here, and the next step you're somewhere else. That's not a journey. That's a pathway.
One step to where you decide to go.
And we're giving you a little latitude there just to make this easy.
Right.
It'll get more specific because you haven't got to the rounders yet.
What's the rounders?
The rounders are those aspects of your understanding of the continuum. That's why you can't do it yet. It's because sometimes there's fear and danger.